Pierre Boulez is not only a conductor, a composer, and a theorist, but perhaps the greatest living spokesperson for modernism in music. For classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz, Boulez has been a hero for more than 30 years. When Boulez played a four-concert series of 20th century music at Carnegie Hall earlier this month, Lloyd had to be there.
When I was a graduate student, my music-loving classmates were particularly excited about a handful of contemporary musicians: Pierre Boulez, Maria Callas, and the Beatles. We would gather at someone's dorm room to listen to and argue about their latest recordings. Boulez was the most outspoken, iconoclastic champion of the music of our own time. The musical equivalent of Rimbaud's dictum, "One must be absolutely modern." At one point, he even considered Stravinsky out of date. Over the years, he recorded not only the 20th century masters, but also the earlier composers, Berlioz, Wagner, Mahler, who influenced them. These recordings were profound considerations of a crucial historical continuity. They were also the most extraordinary performances. Yet Boulez was not embraced by the American press. He was regarded as a cold fish, analytic, mathematical, precise. But these adjectives didn't seem to fit the tenderness and passion of his performances. Now, in his 70s, Boulez has become a star. He's been making wonderful new recordings. He even wins Grammys. So when I was invited to a publicity lunch for Boulez in New York, preceding a remarkable weekend of concerts he was giving at Carnegie Hall with the London Symphony Orchestra, how could I not go? I even got to sit next to him at lunch. He was surprisingly relaxed, unintimidating, and charming. After a Q&A, when dessert was announced, the maestro quipped, "I thought I was the dessert." More seriously, he talked about the horrible bind that Austrian artists are now finding themselves in. The West wants to boycott the very figures the new right wing would love to keep quiet. Wouldn't such silencing be giving the neo-Nazis exactly what they want? This series of concerts was part of an international tour, including Vienna, organized to celebrate Boulez's 75th birthday, March 26th. Carnegie Hall, one of the tour's sponsors, was the only American venue, and some members of the orchestra told me they were especially excited to be playing there. Each of the four different programs juxtaposed an early 20th century masterwork with an American premiere. The most beautiful new piece was Palimpsest by George Benjamin, the 40-year-old British composer who'll be directing the contemporary music concerts at Tanglewood this summer. The superstar soloists included pianists Maurizio Pollini, who played a brand new piece by the Italian composer Salvatore Sciarrino, and Daniel Barenboim, who gave an absolutely riveting account of the Schoenberg Piano Concerto. The performances were mind-boggling. Even the most familiar works sounded like you were hearing them for the first time. How could anyone who heard Schoenberg's erotic, almost lurid early tone poem, Peleus and Melisande, think Boulez was chilly? In Stravinsky's Petrushka, he was like a great director filming a kaleidoscopic montage of a Russian Mardi Gras fair, with a puppet, or is he the artist, as the tragic comic hero. Was music ever more exhilarating, or enchanting, or poignant? I've thought for years that Boulez was our greatest living Mahler conductor, and now I was finally getting to hear him do a Mahler symphony, the tragic Sixth, live. Every note seemed completely felt, as intense as any music I've ever heard. I don't cry easily, but suddenly tears were streaming down my face. The evening after the luncheon, I ran into a friend from the New York Times who had just come from a rehearsal. "They let you into a rehearsal?" I asked. It hadn't occurred to me. The next afternoon, I started going to rehearsals. and they were fascinating. After performances in London, Vienna, and Paris, the orchestra was in terrific shape. Boulez has one of the great ears in music, so he was asking the musicians, in the most straightforward way, for only the subtlest readjustments. He was also quite playful. "Do you know what we're playing?" he asked Barenboim at the beginning of the Schoenberg rehearsal. Barenboim responded by playing the opening bars of Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto. "What is that?" Boulez asked. Later on, Boulez missed a beat and stopped. "My mistake," he apologized. "Thank God," Barenboim exclaimed. "I've been waiting all my life to hear you make a mistake." During the ovation at the end of the last performance, the concertmaster suddenly raised his bow and the orchestra burst into happy birthday. Isaac Stern, Mr. Carnegie Hall, emerged from the wings with a huge bouquet. The audience went wild. It was such a rare opportunity for everyone who loves Boulez to convey not only their admiration, but their affection, and maybe an even rarer occasion for him to accept it.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.